Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawke. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has welcomed the decision of her British counterpart David Lammy to reduce weapons exports to Israel. The UK government has announced it will suspend 30 of the 350 existing arms licences to Israel. Ms Wong has applauded that move, saying it reflects what we've been advocating throughout this conflict. Her statement puts Australia at significant odds with its close partner, the United States. The US continues to provide billions of military aid to Israel and reportedly warned the UK against the move to curb exports. Australia is moving closer to a social media ban for children under 14. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will announce new legislation to enforce a minimum age for social media access. The move is based on a recommendation from a report by former High Court Chief Justice Robert French. Mr. Albanese has told Channel 7 the move is about promoting the well-being of young people.
What we want to do is to get our kids off their devices and onto the footy fields or the netball courts to get them interacting with real people, having real experiences. And we know that social media is doing social harm.
Queensland police say a man accused of pouring hot coffee on a nine-month-old baby has fled overseas. Less than a day before he was identified by detectives, police say they discovered the man had flown out of Sydney Airport. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of the 33-year-old foreign national. Detective Inspector Paul Dalton says the investigation is one of the most complex and frustrating he's been involved with.
I was in the investigation centre when we put a name to the face, and it was a very happy room, only for us to do a check in 15 minutes and find out we've lost him. It was deflated. But that deflation quickly turns into determination and resilience to get the job done.
It's been confirmed two children held in offshore detention on Nauru have won settlements from the Australian government. The settlements were based on claims around medical negligence and failure to provide proper care. The details of the settlements are confidential to protect the identities of the children and their families. But National Justice Project solicitor Emma Hearn says winning compensation for their clients sends a strong message to the government. A new report has recommended national power of attorney laws to protect vulnerable Australians from exploitation and financial abuse. Power of attorney is where someone appoints another person, such as a relative, to act on their behalf in making important financial or legal decisions. The Australian Human Rights Commission says there is a desperate need for nationally consistent regulation on this issue. Age Discrimination Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald says it would offer greater protection and make it easier for people to understand their rights and responsibilities. He says that lack of understanding exacerbates the potential for abuse. Queensland has begun holding educational forums ahead of its truth-telling and healing inquiry, which launches later this month. The inquiry will hear from elders and community members as it searches for and ultimately shares Queensland's history. Betty Tekahika is the eldest daughter of the late Edie Mabo. Ms. Tekahika says she wants the world to know about the behind-the-scenes struggles of her father's fight for land.
He was fighting for the two big giants of this country, the Commonwealth and the state. He put them down. He was just a one army and he won the case. We have to acknowledge him and respect what he did for us.
I'm Deborah Grawke. This is SBS News in Easy English.